Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge. And passion lights the way.
ntprt.org. This is Suzanne, and I'm interviewing Haley tonight. Haley is one of the co-founders of ntprt.org, and she is also my daughter. So here we go. Haley, how did you get into ghost hunting?
It first started whenever I was probably about 6 or 7 years old. I became really interested in the paranormal because of ghost stories, and I watched the show Unsolved Mysteries because my mom did, and I was really interested in the episodes they'd have that would be all about ghost stories and, like, ghost hunts and things like that. So that's pretty much where it all started.
Okay, and what's been your most memorable ghost experience?
My most memorable ghost experience was probably when I was about 13 years old. The house we lived in had quite a bit of activity going on. And it all seemed to center around the kitchen as far as cabinets opening and cereal boxes shaking and falling off the refrigerator. So to my surprise one night, I woke up, and 3 seconds after I woke up, I heard this really loud crash. And it scared me because I didn't wake up because of the crash. The crash happened after I woke up. My mom came into my room and was like, "What happened?" I had dove under my covers. I didn't know what went on. And she turned on my light, and I had a pretty large room. And I had a TV and a couch and a keepsake box on one side of my room. Well, the couch had been moved and pushed up against my dresser, and the TV somehow had managed to make its way all the way right next to my bed and was screened down on the floor. And if that wasn't creepy enough for me, the keepsake box had been on a hook on the wall, and you had to actually wind it around this hook to get it off. And I couldn't even take it off without knocking things out of it. Well, the keepsake box frame had been taken off of the wall, off the hook, and was sitting where my TV used to be, not a thing out of place. So that has to be the most intriguing thing that's happened to me so far.
Okay, and what's been your best ghost experience so far on our hunts?
My best experience on our hunts, I'm going to have to say, was at Mineral Wells with some of the EVPs that we got. It was very, very intriguing to me that I didn't hear anything when we were there, and then going over the recordings and listening to it, and there's quite a bit of stuff that we weren't able to hear.
Okay, so a little bit about EVPs. That's Haley's specialty on the team. Haley's our EVP person. Talk to us a little bit about what EVPs are.
EVPs are basically spirit energies caught by recording on either a digital recording device or a tape recording device, and usually most of the time you don't hear them when you're present at the time of the recording, and then when you go back over and listen to it, you'll hear things that weren't there before.
So what have some of the EVPs that you've heard so far, what have some of them said?
The one that stands out to me the most was, again, from Mineral Wells, and I was the only woman present at the time in the building that we were in. It was me, Mark, and James, and my camera had started turning itself off, so I decided to just ditch my camera. You know, I thought my battery was dying or something. I didn't know what was going on. So when I'm asking one of them to put my camera in my bag, and when I, like, nothing was there. At first, whenever we were there in the building, we didn't hear anything. It was just me. Well, when we went back over the recording, I got goosebumps and chills all down my spine because as I'm talking, a woman's voice comes over in a hushed but loud kind of mad whisper and says, "Turn it off." And I thought that was really intriguing since I was the only woman there and I was still talking. There's no way it could have been me.
All right. So let's go over some of your favorites. I'm asking everybody on the team these when I interview them. So far, Haley, we've already gone over what's your favorite hunt. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is The Goonies.
Okay. What about your favorite music group?
My favorite music group, I'm going to have to go with Aerosmith. You got to love the classics.
Okay, favorite actor.
My favorite actor, that's a toughie, but I'm definitely going to have to say Gerard Butler because 300 was absolutely amazing and P.S. I Love You made me cry.
All right, Haley collects ducks. Haley is my ducky. So, Haley, make a ducky noise for us as we leave. All right, there's her little ducky noise. All right, we are going to leave with just a reminder. Please visit our MySpace page. It is at myspace.com/ntprt.org. Please visit our page. Oh, not .org, sorry. Just ntprt. Please visit our other webpage at ntprt.org. And make sure that you go to our groups. We have videos. We have a discussion board going on. We have a lot of fun things going on.
Make sure you check out our EVPs as well.
All right. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Bye.